The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, March the 12th. We're almost halfway, not quite, but almost halfway through the month of March. My friend Sarah Howard with us. Good to have you here. Daniel Boone Regional Library. And we are doing Countdown to Kindergarten.
We are counting down because that's a big milestone in a child's life.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Around spring, they're
did
getting ready for fall. I did.
I did, too.
I went 2 years. But
you went 2 years?
I did. I got the privilege of going when I was 4 and when I was 5 because on campus.
And do you remember your first day in kindergarten?
No, but I remember my kindergarten teacher.
I do, too. Mrs. LaBarbara was my kindergarten teacher. And I remember my very first day in kindergarten. And there was this great big bell that I went to Catholic kindergarten.
You had a big bell.
I had a great big bell that the nuns rang. But I had a lay teacher. Mrs. LaBarbara was my kindergarten teacher. And I can remember that.
Yeah, so I had a great time.
Countdown to Kindergarten, how does this work?
Well, it's kind of a special story time that we do at the library where a parent comes with their 4-year-old with no siblings, and it's kind of a slower story time. There's time to ask questions, do a little dialogic reading, do a couple fun songs, an activity that they do together, and we're working on skills that they're going to need. For example, following more than one direction at a time, being able to follow two directions at a time, being able to work cooperatively in a group. So things that they're going to have to work on to be able to work in a classroom. Some kids, if they haven't been in preschool or perhaps go to church in a Sunday school class, where do kids go for a social experience in a group of kids? Mm-hmm. So this will help them kind of work as a group and learn about what they're going to need to do.
Today is the day they have to start signing up, right?
They can sign up for the March session today.
Mm-hmm. And the March session is when?
Saturday, March 23rd at 9:30 in the morning.
How many kids will be in each session?
20.
Well, that's a pretty good
size. So
we'll
do 20 kids, and there'll be a March session, an April session, and a May session.
Can you, if you don't do well in the March session, can you come back to the...
Actually, each session is different. We'll do different books. And one of the exciting things is that everybody gets a copy of a book when they come to a session. So we share one book, and they all get to keep it.
So what do they do to sign up?
They just call the library at 443-3161 and give us their child's name, and they're signed up.
And you can start signing up today for the March session, which is when?
On March 23rd, which is a Saturday.
Is there a charge for this?
Nope, it's all free.
All free. Everything you people do.
All free. That's the great thing about my job. I don't have to remember numbers much.
Right. Now, we're almost out of time here, but you want to mention a concert that you have coming
up. Yes, we have a lovely David DiGiuseppe is coming, doing a program called A Bag of Songs and Stories this Thursday night, March 14th.
So this coming Thursday.
At 7 o'clock for families. It'll just be a lot of fun. He's got another musician with him, Diane Pettigrew. They'll be doing lovely songs and stories, Aesop's Fables, things like that for the whole family.
And that's all free, too.
It'll be a lot of fun. Yes.
All free.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Sarah Howard, thank you so much. For more information, you can go online, Daniel Boone Regional Library. And can they sign up for Countdown to Kindergarten online?
We're not there yet. We still want to talk to them.
Okay.
So they can call us.
Yep. The number again is?
443-3161.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Good seeing you. Now I turn to two of my other friends from Ellis Fischel Cancer Center, RN, Deb Deacon. Good to have you here,
Deacon,
and Susan Zorch. How'd I do, Susan?
Very good.
I've been working on the last name. Ellis Fischel Cancer Center, and you're here today because you're excited about moving, aren't you?
We are. You're
moving
big news.
When?
We're going to be moving in the middle of March. We're open in our new location on Monday, March 25th.
Okay, so that's just about a little bit less than two weeks from now.
And
the new location is where?
Well, our new location is at the University Hospital. So everyone's kind of used to us being on the business loop of I-70. All of our patient services for our cancer patients will be moving to the University Hospital location as of that date.
Okay. So if you have been used to going over to Ellis on the business loop, starting
Monday, March 25th.
You go over to the University Hospital. Right. And I think a letter was sent out to all patients.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. But they can see the new location because we have an open house for the public a week from today on Tuesday, March 19th.
A week before you open.
Mm-hmm, from 4 to 6 p.m. So we want to invite everyone to come and check it out and be able to tour through the whole facility and be able to see all of our new technology we have, the new open green space. We have a healing garden so patients and visitors can sit outside. And we want patients to know that they're going to have easy parking. We have free valet parking for them when they do come to see us, you know, just so they don't get apprehensive about being at a larger facility because it's going to be easy access.
Well,
and it's beautiful.
You know, just coming to the doctor,
it
can be very, you can be very nervous about
and then
that.
Having to go somewhere new on top of that.
Exactly.
Can add to
exactly.
the stress.
So next Tuesday, they can come and tour the facility, and then the following week, you're open for business there.
And anyone, the general public is welcome, so anybody can come and is welcome to that open house.
Okay. Now, you also wanted to mention something about breast cancer awareness, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, we found out a couple of weeks ago that we received a three-year accreditation as an accredited breast center through the National Accreditation Program for Breast Centers. So it's a national recognition for the comprehensive breast care that we provide to our patients, whether it's for benign breast disease or for breast cancer. There were 27 standards that we had to meet, and they had to do with through screening, diagnosis, treatment, the services we provide to our patients, the research opportunities we have, our community outreach, et cetera. So we're very proud of that distinction and wanted everyone to kind of understand and realize our comprehensive breast services that we provide.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have it here in Central Missouri. Yeah. And the thing is that Ellis not only serves people in Central Missouri, but across the whole state, the whole region.
Every county in Missouri we touch, so.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that the experience of coming to the new facility is going to be better for everyone involved? Now, and when I keep going back to this, going to the doctor for me is not a pleasant experience. It makes me nervous. It frightens me if I don't know what the diagnosis is going to be. Do you feel that the experience is going to be better for everybody?
Well, I think the new facility offers the same warm care they get now. Same staff members, same, you know, approach, but we're going to be able to offer them a lot more new technology, a really warm, inviting environment to make the family and the patient feel comfortable.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if people want more information, phone number or website?
EllisFischel.org.
Okay.
And our phone number is 573-882-2100.
Thank you very much. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Food Bank for Central Missouri. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have yourself a nice afternoon. Bye-bye.